Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Pirya Varivya, Vehilchos Ishus, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud, which is a long paragraph. In my version, it's a subparagraph, V'afal pi shebevadai eini zecha leida ketipa minayam. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, Reb Eliezer, Reb Nosson Yaakov, Yenta Fradel Bas Harini Kaporas Mishkavai, Yenta Fradel Bas Rabbi Shlarye, Zahavaleya Bas Tzipka Rivka, Zahavaleya Bas Reb Avron, and Tzipka Rivka Bas Reb Hillel, and any others that need an Aliyas Neshama. Sorry that I wasn't able to give the shiur the past 2 days. I had a major fall injury of my knee. I'm waiting now for a CT to get permission to get a CT to be able to see if anything is broken or torn. I appreciate immensely the tefillos on everybody's part. Thank you very, very much. We should be able to daven for each other's simcha, good health, everything good. The Arizal told Reb Chaim Vitalzal, his closest student, that one of the critical prerequisites for him to be able to learn the level of Torah that the Arizal was going to teach him was the union of Ava Sachaverin, that the students that are learning together, there should be tremendous love and respect between them, that each one should share in the other one's simchas and difficulties. Okay, let's continue. Rav Nosson Zal had touched on the story in Sipurim Isis, the last story, the story of the seven betlers, about which Rabbeinu Zal said if this was the only thing he knew, he would be an incredible chiddush. And Rav Nosson Zal now is going to use that story. A major part of the story relates to a wedding that takes place between two lost children and the Sheva Brachas. And at each day, during each day of the Sheva Brachas, a betler appears. The word betler means a beggar or a person who prays. Tzbeten in Yiddish means to pray, to be mispalel. And these betlers, these children had met them originally when they were lost in the forest. And these betlers came and gave them a little bit of food and gave them a bracha. And now they appear, each one of these betlers appears on one of the days of the Sheva Brachas and says, before I just gave you a bracha, now I'm giving you a wedding present that you should be like me. And each one of these betlers seemed to have a major flaw. The first one, it looked like he couldn't see, he was blind. The second one, it looked like he was deaf. But actually, they ended up revealing that they weren't blind. Their vision was the highest level vision because they don't look at anything they're not supposed to look at. They only look at what's proper and what's necessary. And so too each one of the betlers. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'afal pi shebevadai eini zoiche leida ketipa minayam misoid hamaisius shesipa Rabbeinu Zal hamavorim sefer sibor maisius, even though I don't even understand like a drop in the ocean of the depth, the secrets that are found in the stories that Rabbeinu Zal told, and especially regarding this awesome story, the 13th story, which is greater, which is holier than all the other stories, as is expressed there. Despite that, inyan zeh, what we've been learning about so far in this halacha, bevadai merumas bedvarav, is definitely hinted to, in Rabbeinu Zal's words, besoich klolius shar hoenyonim vasoidos hanaroyes shekivim, in addition to all the other many, many topics and secrets, awesome secrets, that Rabbeinu Zal intended in the story. Aval inyan ze kol bevadai gamkein bedvorov hakdoshim shebemaisa. However, what we're learning about here is definitely also included in Rabbeinu Zal's holy words in the story. Dahainu, meaning, Sheze Sho'aloi, the betler asked, we had said that in the previous year, that a whole group of people were sitting together and they were discussing who's in a position to cure the princess who got shot by poisonous arrows. The evil, evil king shot poisonous arrows into this princess. And one of the people that was there spoke up and said, I have the ability to retrieve an arrow even after it's been shot. So the Betler asked him, Dahainu Shezeh Sholoi, the Betler asked him, Ezem in Chitzim Atayocha Lohitzi, which type of arrow do you have the ability to extract? Pirish, meaning, Eze Pegama Bris Atayocha Lesakein. Which type of Pegama Bris, which type of sin in the area of Bris are you in a position to repair? Kiesh Kama Vekama Bechina is Pegama Bris. Because there are many, many different aspects to Pegama Bris. Alfei Alofim Veribe Revovois. Thousands and tens of thousands of variations. And again, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't exaggerate. If he uses this terminology, we need to know that there's a lot of variety in mitzvah, and there's a lot of variety, chas v'shalom, in sin. Ki bevadai loy kol hapegomim v'chatoim shovim, kayodua lakoil. Because most certainly, not all sins and not all errors in this area are the same. Everything is different. Heshivoi, so the person responded, Min ploini, I have the ability to extract a particular type of air arrow. Va'ayin shom mashikosuv me'inyan hasamim shemoishem bo'em achitzim shalidezeh mazikim. Take a look over there in the story where Rabbeinu Zal explained there that it's not that the arrows are different, it's the poison that's smeared onto the arrows that are different. There are 10 different types of poisons which these arrows can be smeared with. V'hakol merameis linyan anal, and all of this is related to our topic, the issue of Pegama Bris. Kloimar, shezeh hachelik mipegama bris, shu b'chinas min chetz ploini, hu yochoy lachzor lahamshech lachutz ulesakin. Meaning that the person responded that there's a particular aspect of Pegama Bris, which is represented by a particular arrow smeared with a certain kind of poison, that's the one that I have the ability to extract and remove and repair. So now the Betler, who it looked as if he had no hands, but really his hands were on the highest level. He doesn't use his hands in the materialistic world, in the physical world. His hands are devoted completely to spirituality, for Hashem, to holiness. So the Betler, without hands, said, Adayan ein choyocho l'rapo eses habas malka. Then with all due respect to you, with all your greatness, you cannot heal the princess. Me'achar she'ena toyocho l'achzor l'ham she'kiyem min chetzechod. Since you only have the ability to retrieve and remove one type of arrow. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, Shehabas Malkoshom Marames al Hashchina Shehi Knesses Yisrael, that the princess that's referred to in that story is referring to the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, which is also referred to as Knesses Yisrael, the Jewish community, Klal Yisrael. This is the terminology that's used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Shekhinah, Knesses Yisrael. Those two are synonymous. Klolius Nafshos Yisrael, a composite of all of the Jewish souls. Remember, we've mentioned in the past that there are basically 600,000 Jewish souls. Those souls can have many particles, so that you can have millions of Jews sharing those 600,000 souls. 600,000 in Hebrew is Tuf Reish Eleph. Tuf is 400, Reish is 200, is 600, Eleph is 1,000, 600,000. The Arizal says that the word Shekhinah, when you spell each letter the way you pronounce it, Shin, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, Chaf Pei, Nun, Nun Vav Nun, Hey, Hey Yud, I believe, is Bigematria Tov Resh Aleph, 601. And we know that 1 and 1,000 can be exchanged. There's a pasuk in Chumash, Echa Yerdoif Echad Aleph. How can 1 chase 1,000? And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that's a remez, that 1 and 1,000 can be interchangeable. It's the Aleph Aleph, the same unit. Shenikreis Basmelech, the Shekhinah and the totality of all the Jewish souls is called princess. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim chapter 45, Kol Kvuda Basmelech Penima, that the respect, the honor of the princess is that she is reserved. V'chein bazoyar u'betikunim, and so too throughout the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Tikkunei Zohar, Nikreis Brata Damalka Bekama Vekama Bekoimos. The Shekhinah is called the princess in many places. V'hashchinah Begolus Medukeis B'Yisurim Bavaneseinu. And the Shekhinah is in exile, suffering, major suffering as a result of our sins. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Bizman she'odom mitztayer, when a person is suffering, Shechina ma'oimeres, what does the Shechina say to that? Kalani me'roishi, kalani mizroi, my head hurts, my arm hurts. U'kamei she'kosuv, and as it says in Yirmiyah, Rochel mevakeh al boneho, me'ano lehinochim al boneho. Rochel cries over the suffering of her children, of the exile of her children. She refuses to accept any consolation over her children's suffering. V'alze nemar, and it's regarding this that the pasuk says in Eicha, Dorach kashtoi v'yatziveni kamator lecheitz. He pulled back his bow and arrow, and he used me as a target for his arrows. Hevi b'chilyosai b'nei ashposai. And he shot into my kidneys all the arrows from his package that was holding the arrows. Ki kol hachitzim horoim shel pegam abris nizrokim lahashchino kneses Yisrael. Because all of the evil arrows, we mentioned that the Gemara uses that terminology when the seed comes out from a man, it shoots like an arrow. And again, when this is done improperly, in a sinful way, then it's these arrows that get shot into the Shekhinah, chas v'shalom. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, v'zehu gamkein b'chinas ki chitzecho nichazubi v'tinchas olai yodecho. This is also what's referred to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, your arrows went inside of me, you placed your head upon me. V'alkein, af al pi sheze hispor sheyocholo hitzicheitz. And therefore, even though that person prided himself that he has the ability to remove an arrow, af al pi kein adayin eino yocholo rapo yisheh sabas malko sheyashchina klol yisnafzor shisroel. That does not show that he's capable of healing the princess, the Shekhinah, the composite of all the Jewish souls, me'achar sheni yochel lo hitzi kiim chetz echod, since he can only extract one type of arrow, dehainu she'eino yochel lesakim kiim pegam abris echod yodua, which means he only has the ability to repair one aspect of pegam abris. Aval yesh adayin chitzim roim keilu shein pegomim gedolim koelu shegam hu eino yochel lo hitziim lesaknam. However, unfortunately, there are other terrible arrows, like those which are caused by major sins of Pegam HaBris, which even that person cannot repair. Question in the chat. Why is Rav Nosson Zal saying that the poison arrows represent different aspects of Pegam HaBris and not many different sins? Is there any indication of this in the story itself? The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us the indication right now. He's showing that throughout the Torah, and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, it refers to this specific sin as arrows. This particular item is referred to, the Gemara speaks about the ability to produce a child requires that the seed should be able to be shot like an arrow. And Rav Nosson Zal gave us several psukim that are all referring to this. And again, the Sifrei Kabbalah make it perfectly clear that every sin shoots an arrow into the Shechina, but Pagam HaBris is in a category of its own. It's koilel everything. We said the Zohar HaKadosh says Ikra deYitzra Bisha al Arayin. The main focus of the Yetzer Hara is this area, and there are many other proofs. Avol zeh shebelo yodayim, whereas this betler who seemed to be without hands, his spoyer basoif, he prided himself in the end. Shehu yochel lohitzi kol ha'asora mine chitzim, that he has the ability to remove all 10 types of arrows, shebohem klulim kol mine chatoim, which include every different type of sin. Note, Rav Nosson Zal says, every type of sin, v'chol mine pigam abris sheboilam, and also every different variation of pigam abris that exists. Kol hachatoim v'ho avoinois v'hapshoim hagedoilim moed moed rachmanosim. All of the different types of sins. Chet means sins that are done unintentionally. Avoinois means sins that are done intentionally. And pshoim means sins that are done spitefully. The big, and Rav Nosson Zal says, Hagdoil moed moed, the worst, worst. Hakoil kasher lakoil, all of these. Hu yochoy lachso or lahamshich, he has the ability to retrieve. Ulesaken hakoil, and to repair everything. Ki hu yochoy lichnois letokol hasor mine choymoy shomayim. Because he has the ability to enter into all of the 10 walls of water. In that story, it speaks about the fact that the princess tried to escape this evil king, and the princess saw a water castle, a castle made out of water, and it had walls of water, and she ran through all of these 10 walls of water to try to hide, protect herself from that evil king who was trying to get to her. Sheshom munachas habas malka, that's where the princess is found. Shenoflo chaloshus, who has fallen, she has fallen down, very weakened. Ze kama vekama meyos shonim, and she's lying there for hundreds of years. Vehu yochay lichnois l'sham, and this betler has the ability to go into there. L'toich kol ho asara choymoy shomayim, to get through all 10 walls of water. So we said that this betler has the ability to enter into there, to get through all the 10 walls of water, and knows how to remove all 10 types of arrows, and he knows all the 10 types of pulse that define the life of a person. V'yoidea l'rapoisa, and he knows how to cure the princess, al yidei hu asora mine negina, using the 10 types of song. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, she'ikar ha'refuah shel habas malka, shehi ashchina, klol yisnaf she'israel, that the main cure for the princess, which is the Shechina, which is the totality of all the Jewish souls, hu al yidei asora mine negina, is through the 10 types of song, Shehem Klolius HaSimcha, which represent the totality of Simcha. If you recall, we mentioned earlier that the shofar, we spoke about it before and we're going to have it again, that the shofar that's blown on Rosh Hashanah, basically, the basic set of the sounds of the shofar is 10. Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya, Tkiya Trua Tkiya. That's 10 notes. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that we blow, there are people that the Gemara has a whole discussion, how many sounds of the shofar we blow, and the conclusion in the end is that the rabbis decided we're going to blow 100 sounds to cover all the different options and possibilities. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this is hinted to in the pasuk that we recite before shofar blowing, Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. Fortunate is the nation that knows, that understands the shofar, the sound of the shofar. Hashem bo'er panecha yaleichon. Hashem, they walk with the light, they go with the light of your face, kaviyochel, of the face of Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word yoidei is bigematria 100, alluding to the 100 sounds of the shofar that already the Torah told us. Because we know the number 10, the number 10 to its own power, 10 times 10 is 100. So the number 10 is really inclusive of all 100 units. We talk about 100%, curing somebody 100%. Again, the 10 types of song really expand into 100 units, which can cure any illness, you know, any spiritual illness, any physical illness, completely. And we said that this is all tied into Simcha, the pasuk in Tehillim, Alei Osor va'alei Novel, Alei Higoyim Bechinor, Ki Simachtani Hashem Befor Lecha, referring to the 10 types of song, which are Simcha, Ki Simachtani Hashem Befor Lecha. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 23 in the second half of Likutei Moran, She'ikar kol harefuos begashmius veruchnius hualidei simcha, that the main cure for all sicknesses, physical and spiritual, is simcha. Shehu Bechinas asara mina negina, which is the 10 types of song, ki asara mina negina mechayin kol ha'asim asara mina tfikin, because the 10 types of song are what infuse life into the 10 pulses, shehem chiyus adam, which define the life of the person, v'chol ha'choylos chas v'shan, v'chol ha'refuos tluyim bohem. And all illnesses and all healing is dependent on that. Ba'asor min edfikim, the 10 types of pulse. That defines the health status of a person. Kayadua, as is known. Ve'ikar chiyus ba'asor min edfikim, hualidei simcha. And the main source of life and energy for the 10 types of pulse is simcha. Shehu bechina sasor min enegina. Alkein. Hasimcha hu dovor godoil ma'oid. Therefore, simcha is something very, very important. Utzrichin lechazek esatzmoi besimcha tamid bechol hakoychos. And a person has to use all of their abilities, everything they have, to strengthen themselves with simcha, to always be besimcha. Ki ikar refuas hanefesh v'haguf. Because that is the most important and most powerful cure for body and soul, bechinas refuas habasmalka, which is what the cure, the healing of the princess. Rav Nosson Zal is being extremely clear, like there's nothing that's negotiable here. There's nothing that's maybe and almost. It's nothing like that. This is 100% perfectly clear to understand how important this is, how much depends on this, and therefore the Satan knows this, and the Satan works to try to battle us every day, every which way possible, to weaken our simcha. But a person needs to know this is the mission statement of a Jew. Simcha, simcha, simcha. And to fight this battle and to learn. Rabbeinu Zal's Sfarim are full of advice on simcha, about simcha. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal continues, Nimtza, we conclude also, therefore, She'ikar tikkun hatshuva, Shehu refuas hanefesh vaguf, that the main achieving of tshuva, shehu, which is the cure for body and soul, Kemoshekosev, like it says in the Pasuk in Hosea, Lechu v'noshuvo el Hashem, let us go and return to Hashem, ki hu torof v'yirpoenu, because Hashem provides for us and He cures us. So again, tshuva cures. Hu al yidei hasimcha is through simcha, shehu b'chinas asar min negina, which is these 10 types of song. This is why Tehillim is so special to the Jewish people, because Tehillim is comprised of these 10 types of song. And Rabbeinu Zal revealed the Tikkun HaKloli, this incredible formula, these 10 specific chapters of Tehillim, which contain in them all 10, which represent all 10 types of song. A person would say, but so what? Still, I'm sure saying the whole Sefer Tehillim is better. The answer is not necessarily, not necessarily. There are two avoidas. There's the avoida of saying Tehillim, and every chapter, every line, every word is holy, and the entire Sefer Tehillim has it. And at the same time, there's this formula, this special formula that Rabbeinu Zal revealed, that he said, tzaddikim throughout the generations, from the time of Adam HaRishon, searched for this formula, the special formula that can heal, that can cure even Pegam HaBris, even the worst type of Pegam HaBris. And Rabbeinu Zal said, Hashem gave him the privilege to discover this, to discover it, and he revealed it, and something that's very, very, very special. In Breslov, people try to say the Tikkun HaKloli daily, and even women are advised and permitted and advised to say Tikkun HaKloli. Alkein, therefore, Barosh Hashanah, Shehu Yoyim Rishon La'Aseres Yemei Tshuva, therefore on Rosh Hashanah, which is the opening day of the 10 special days of Tshuva, Ma'oirin Kol Ha'asora Mine Negina, we activate all 10 types of song, Alidei Mitzvahs Shmias Kol Shofar, by performing the mitzvah of listening to the sounds of the Shofar, Shekol Mi'asora Mine Negina, which includes in it these 10 types of song. And this is what we also what we find in the Tikkuni Zohar in several places. That in this manner, the princess, the Bas Malka, is elevated with the 10 types of song. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Tikkun Yud Gimel, Tikkun Chaf Aleph, several places where the Zohar Kodesh uses this terminology. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh bechinas Akedas Yitzchok, Shemazkirin Barosh Hashanah. And with this, we'll also understand the incredible significance of the Akedah of Yitzchok Avinu, which we mention in our prayers throughout Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Bechinas Shofar Shel Ayil, which is also connected to the Shofar, the ram's horn that we blow, representing that ram that replaced Yitzchak Avinu on the altar. Eloi Shel Yitzchak, Ki Isarusa Denegina Mitzofim, because as we mentioned earlier, the source, the spiritual source of song is from the north, which Bechinas Ruach Tzfoines HaMenasheves Bechino Shel David, as the Gemara refers to the north wind that blew through David HaMelech's harp at midnight and would wake him up. Shehu Sitra Dismolo Kadisha. This refers to the holy left side. Sitra de Levoi, the side of the Levim, Bechinas Dina Kadisha, the source of holy din, as we spoke about this previously in paragraph Dalid, Bechinas, and as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hein Yitain Bekoiloi Koil Ois, he gives forth with his voice a powerful sound. Ois, powerful, is Gvura, the left side. Bechinas Gvuras Yitzchak, referring to the mid of Gvura, which is associated with Yitzchak. Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura. V'alkei Nikro Yitzchak, and now we understand also why he's called Yitzchak. Al Shem HaTzchoik V'HaSimcha. He was named Yitzchak because of the laughter and the joy that Avram and Avinu and Sarah Imenu had when he was born. As the pasuk says, Ki ikar hasimcha misham, because the main simcha comes from there, from Bina, the heart. The pasuk says, Nosato simcha belibi, you have put joy into my heart, and we know the heart is associated with Bina. Ulevava yavin v'sha v'rafaloi, many, many psukim, which is the left side. V'ze b'chinas akedas Yitzchak, and this is the concept of where Yitzchak Avinu was tied down, tied at to be brought as a korban. Shehu b'chinas hamtokas hadinim kayadua, and the Sifrei Kabbal explain, note, it's not called the korban Yitzchak, it's called akedas Yitzchak. Akeda means to tie. What does tying have to do with anything? You know, that's the big deal, that he got tied? And the Sifrei Kabbal explain, and Rav Nosson Zal refers to this in several places, tying Yitzchak means tying up the Midas Hadin. It means controlling, putting a control on the Midas Hadin, focusing it in order that it should result in song, in simcha. Hainu Bechina Hanal. This is what we were speaking about before. Bechinas Mashet Toifsim HaYogoin Vanocha. It's about grabbing the Yogoin Vanocha, the sadness, the depression, and converting it to joy and happiness. Shezeh Bechinas Akedas Yitzchak. This is actually what was taking place at the Aked of Yitzchak. Ki Achizas Hadinim Hu Bechinas Gvuras Yitzchak. Because when we talk about judgment, negativity, attaching it to something, that's associated with the Midas HaGvura of Yitzchak. Umei Hishtalshilus Hadinim Kishe'en Zoichen Lehamtikon. And when this Midas Hadin of Hashem, when this harshness, judgment, power, when that spirals down, and we're not zoichet to sweeten it, nechaz mehem chas v'shalom b'chinas yogoin v'anocha, then what happens is depression and melancholiness and all kinds of negativity draw power, she'achizasa misham, they draw from there. Kihem tokf dedina kadish rachmanosan, because they represent severe din. Aval yidei akedas Yitzchak, whereas through this act of Avram Avinu being willing to offer Yitzchak Avinu as a sacrifice and tying down Yitzchak, nimtokin hadinim b'sharoshon, that sweetens the din at its source. V'oz nimtak b'chinas hayogim v'anocha, and then the depression and the negativity also gets sweetened. Ad sheneshapeh hayogim v'anocha l'simcha, to the point where it gets converted into joy. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-simcha, and that's the real completion of simcha, when you were able to integrate the yogim v'anocha, make that part of the simcha. V'alkein Yitzchak daika nikra al shem ha-simcha. And this explains why specifically Yitzchak Avinu is his name, he's named for simcha. Ki ikar ha-simcha l'idei Yitzchak daika, because the real simcha comes only from Yitzchak. Alidei shenimtiku hadinim b'sharoshan, when we succeeded in sweetening the din at its source. Shehu b'china sanal, which is what we've been referring to over here. B'chinas hepech ha-yogin v'anocha l'simcha, the converting of the yogin v'anocha into simcha. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-simcha. That's the real wholesomeness. That's the real completion of simcha. U'b'yoyim ha-kippurim. Now we get to the end of the 10 days of tshuva, on Yom Kippur. Oz hu gemar hu aseres yimei tshuva. That's the end of the 10 days of tshuva. V'nishlomim kol ha'asar min inegina, and that's when the 10 types of song are completed. V'alkein oz nimcholim kol ha'avoinois, v'nishapchen avoinois l'schuyois l'mi shezoicha l'tshuva be'emes. And therefore it's on Yom Kippur when all types of sins are forgiven and the sins can actually be converted into mitzvahs, into positive things, to a person who is zeich, for a person who is zeich to do a proper tshuva. ki hisabchus vavoynes leschuyos hu bechinas hisabchus hayogayin vanocha v'simcha kanal. Because as we showed earlier in paragraph Tes, the converting of sins into mitzvos is the concept of, is synonymous with converting the depression into joy and happiness. Remember, we quoted the pasuk edag mechatosi. I worry from my sins. Sins are synonymous with worry, depression, sadness. Mitzvahs are synonymous with simcha. Mitzvah gedoyla liyos besimcha. Shezehu ikar pa'ulas ha'asora min enegina. This is one of the main accomplishments of the 10 types of song. V'al kein kol ha'avoyde shel Yom HaKippurim v'kol chiyus v'aliyas ha'shchina b'Yom HaKippurim hu'alidei koilos. And this will explain also why the Arizal says that all of the avoda that we do on Yom Kippur and the what gives life and elevation to the Shechina on Yom Kippur is through the sounds, the koilos of our prayers. Shehein bechinas chamisha inuyim shel Yom HaKippurim kemuva bekavonos. The Arizal shows the connection between the 5 types of abstention, the fasting that we're doing on Yom Kippur, and the chamisha koilos. There's a pasuk there's a pasuk which says, "Ki loy al halechem levad yechya ha'adam." Man does not live on bread alone. Ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yechya ha'adam. Man lives on what comes from the mouth of Hashem. And the Arizal there goes into an explanation. The word moitza, mem vav tzadik aleph, is the letters tzoim, tzadik vav mem, to fast. The Arizal says that man lives on bread, on food, but there are days that man is living without food. What is he living on? He's living on moitza pi Hashem. He's living on what comes out of the mouth of Hashem. What comes out of the mouth of Hashem? Sound, koilos. Bidvar Hashem, Hashem created the world with speech, with koil. And the Arizal there shows the connection. And he says that the 5 different types of inuyim, of suffering that we take upon ourselves on Yom Kippur, not to eat or drink, not to wear leather shoes, not to be together with our wives, etc., etc., all correspond to the 5 koilos, which we'll talk about more soon. Ki koilos hu bechinas asor min enegina, shebahem klulim kol hakoilos hakadoshim shel tfilos Yisrael v'shirois v'tishbachos. Because these koilos refer also to the 10 types of song, which are representative of all the different sounds of all the prayers of the Jewish people. Remember, the Gemara speaks about the requirement to make 100 blessings every day. So that term 100 blessings represents the full spectrum of tefillah, holy dibur. V'chein kol hakoilos hakdoshim shel esek ha-toyrav ha-mitzvos. And so too, all of the holy sounds of our study of Torah and other mitzvahs is all included under this term, the 10 types of song. V'ze b'chinas tikun ha-koilos hakdoshim shel Yom HaKippurim shehu gmar aseres yimei tshuva. And this is what the Arizal is speaking about there, about this major tikun of the holy koilos of Yom Kippur, which is what completes the 10 days of tshuva. She'oz nigmorin lehistakin b'chinas asor min enegin anal. That's when these 10 types of songs are being completed. Alidei ha-hei koilos shel Yom HaKippurim, through the 5 koilos of Yom Kippur. And now Rav Nosson says, what do you mean? You're talking about 10, you're talking about 5. Make up your mind, which is it? Ki hei, because the letter hei, which is 5, hu bechinas asora min enegina. The letter hey represents the 10 types of song, as Rabbi Nazar speaks about this, especially in chapter 49 in Likut Imran. Bechinas dalid im yud. The letter hey is comprised of a letter dalid in the Sefer Torah, and a little line, that the leg, the left, that little left leg of a hey, which is like the letter yud. Shehu. What is the Dalit and the Yud? The Dalit is Shir Poshet Kafel Meshulash Maruba. It alludes to a special song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Yud, Yud-Hey, Yud-Hey-Vav, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. That's one of the formats of the name of Hashem, which adds up to 72, which represents the harp of 72 strings, which is going to be played when Mashiach comes. So that's the Dalid. This the Zohar Kodesh says, that the letter, that the Dalid represents this concept of this Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba. And Rabbi Nazal in Likut Imran, in the last shir that he gave in his life, Torah Ches, in the second half of Likut Imran, Rabbi Nazal there quotes a pasuk where the Hashem says to the Navi, lift up your voice like the sound of the shofar and tell the people their sins. V'haged la'ami pishon, horim kashofar koilech, lift up your voice like the sound of the shofar, v'haged la'ami pishon, and inform my nation of their sins. And Rabbi Nazal shows there the word kashofar, chaf shin peresh, is kofel sholush ravua poshut. It has all four units, single, double, triple, quadruple, which is a total of 10. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 10. So that's the Dalit, which represents Shir Poshet Kofel Meshulash Maruba, Shu Bechinas Dalit, Vahayud Hu Bechinas Asar Min Negina. And that Yud, the second part of the letter He, that line, the letter Yud, represents the 10 types of song. As Rabbi Nazal expounds on this in chapter 49 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom. V'yoyim ha-kippurim, shehu b'chinas alma d'osi, and Yom Kippur, which is referred to as Olam Haba. Yom Kippur, we're living like we're going to be living in Olam Haba. We don't eat, we don't drink, we're like angels. We're in shul all day. Oz zoichin lechol ha'asor mina negina now, sheklulim b'hachamisha. Then we're zoicha to the complete 10 types of song, which are included in the 5 koilos, shehem b'chinas chamisha inuyim, which are the 5 types of suffering that we take upon ourselves on Yom Kippur, chamesh tfilos, the 5 prayers that we have on Yom Kippur, ma'ariv, shachris, musaf, Mincha Ne'ila, the 5 prayers, the one day a year that we have 5 prayers. Vaydezeh hu slichas kol ha'avoines b'yom ha'kippurim. And this is what helps complete the process of the forgiveness of all sins on Yom Kippur. Bibichinas, as it says in the pasuk in Daniel, the special tefillah of Daniel. Hashem Shema'a, Hashem Selacha, Hashem Hakshiva. Hashem, please listen, please forgive, please listen. Lahakshiv means even a stronger term of listening. Ki ikar haslicha alidei b'chinas chush Hashema, because the main power of forgiveness is related to the sense of listening, hearing. B'chinas Hashem shema'o, Hashem slocha. As it says here, Hashem, listen, Hashem, forgive. V'chush Hashema hu b'chinas asor mina negina, and the aspect of listening is tied into the 10 types of song, shekoilin kol hakoilo sheboilam, which include all different types of sound, shemargishin alide chush Hashem adaika, which we experience through the ears, through the ability to listen. And now, Rav Nosson Zaleh is a small note. V'ayin mizeh be'etz chayim, be'heichal odom kadmoin, b'shar oizen choytem peh. Take a look in the Sefer Etz Chaim, which is one of the most basic, the opening Sefer of the set of Sifrei Kabbalah, of the writings of the Arizal, which has the greatest depth in the section there, which speaks about the ear, the nose, and the mouth. Perek hei b'soifoi. Besoid ho'oizen v'chush Hashema, where the Arizal speaks about the secret regarding the ears and the sense of hearing, may inyan Yom Kippur, and showing the connection to Yom Kippur. Umevi sham zeh ha-pasuk, the Arizal there brings this pasuk, Hashem shema'a, Hashem slacha, listen, forgive. Kimavur sham gam kein, as the Arizal explains there, she'ikr b'chinas Yom HaKippurim, hu b'chinas chush Hashema, that what Yom Kippur represents is this sense of hearing, hainu kanal, ayin sham, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, the Tovim. I remember hearing from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, that it's brought, that note, Daniel used these three words, Shma'a, Slacha, Hakshiva. The first letters of Shma'a, Slacha, Hakshiva, 365. 365 is the full, a year, a complete year is 365 days. So 365 represents a shlemus, a completeness. 365 represents the 10 spheroids. The three upper ones are called hundreds, Keser Chachma Bino or Chachma Bino Das. The six that come afterwards, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, HaYisoid, are called tens units. And the letter He represents the Malchus. The Shechina is always called by the letter He. So when Daniel said this tefillah, Hashem Shema, Hashem Slashem, he was including in it secretly, achieving, lighting up the full spectrum of all the ten spheroids, all the ten types of Negina, all the hundred lights, the hundred sounds of the Shofar, all of these things. Any questions, please? Rav Nosson Zal is going to go back to the topic of a wedding and make it clearer again and more on Yom Kippur, and then going again into the topic of bringing children into the world, son and daughter, and then more on the topic of simcha, dancing, singing. We still have incredible chidushim in this halacha that we're going to be learning. We should be zeichet to absorb what we're learning, and the limud of the Asor Min Hagina should complete the tikkun that the Shechina needs, that Klal Yisrael needs. We should be zeichet to see the complete and final Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.